Jason. Podcast episode 18, the podcast where I watch things with my girlfriend and we discuss them on this show. It used to be things that you didn't want to watch. Now it's things that I don't really want to watch.
What?
We watched Wine Country.
Okay.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
And let's take that back. We tried to watch Murder Mystery, the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston film.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Because you fell asleep 4 minutes in.
Yeah. It was horrible.
I gave you 4 minutes generously. You're right. And you love that guy in those movies, and I like that guy in those movies, and it's just, we couldn't even get through the first 10 minutes, so maybe we'll have to give that another try at some point. Recrack that coconut?
I don't know, maybe.
I've never used that analogy in my life. I don't know where that came from. We're both going on trips, so maybe we'll watch that on the plane. I'm telling you what you're going to watch on your trip. You're welcome. All right, this is off to a grand start. So anyways, we then watched Wine Country instead of Murder Mystery. And I didn't really want to watch this movie. What made you want to watch Wine Country on Netflix?
Because it looked funny.
Where did you see the trailer?
On Instagram.
Their digital marketing team works. I thought you really saw the trailer on that.
Yes, that's where I see all my trailers.
Oh, I'm sorry. People used to go to the movies to do this sort of thing. Now you're watching a 4x3 version instead of on the big screen.
But it's great. Only 30 seconds long, so...
Oh, so it's like a television trailer on top of it. It's a TV spot, so it's even more boiled down to the basics.
Well, then it's harder to entertain you, right? Or easier to...
Entertain you?
Yeah.
I got what you're saying. But I thought that the movie was better than expected. It was much funnier. Maya Rudolph, particularly...
She's always funny.
I know, but she was really good in that movie, and the writing got better as the movie went on. That was the rare Netflix film where it felt, first of all, putting it on back to back from the Adam Sandler one, the level of professional craftsmanship was like evident immediately. It was like a real movie, it felt like, or as close to a real movie as Netflix is doing right now, as opposed to the Adam Sandler one, which felt very cheap and strange. I guess you didn't get this vibe either.
No.
It's because you were sleeping?
No, I know. I agree with you.
Did you make it to the end of the movie?
No. I didn't need to.
You got it all?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did. And it was all right. It was funnier than I thought it was going to be. But we went and saw a horror movie. I got you out to see a horror
Wait
movie
a minute.
Recently.
Can we rewind?
Yeah.
You finished that movie?
No, I didn't finish it.
Oh, you just said you did.
Well, of course. I got to say I finished it. I am professional.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, moving forward.
Yeah, you think I've watched the end of every one of the bad movies you put on?
No, but I was just going to make a point.
You know that the second you fall asleep, I change whatever we're watching.
Yes. For Even two if it's reasons. A movie that you want to watch.
For two reasons. Well, if it's a movie I want to watch and I want to share with you and you fall asleep immediately, it offends me to my core. So I turn off whatever movie that said movie and I wait till the next time you're awake to show you the remaining hour and 56 minutes.
Not always true.
I at least mentioned it for the next 3 weeks as part of the viewing opportunities. But we went and saw a horror movie, and you're not keen on horror movies at all.
No.
I'm surprised I got you to go.
No, I wanted to see this.
What did we see? What's it called?
Child's Play.
Nicely done. Nicely done. The other night you called it Chop. So let's not act like you just have had this on the tip of your tongue the whole time. You did call it Chop. Which I thought was clever because that's what this doll does. This is the remake, obviously, of the 80s one. Not that great, I think. They replaced the possession, the doll being possessed, with this AI. It's kind of like Siri or Alexa inside this toy. And I think it robbed it of its personality, right?
Yes.
Thanks. You just reconfirmed what I said and it makes me feel good inside. But I don't know. I thought the original Chucky was...
Way better.
Yeah, just...
more raunchy.
Yeah.
And gory.
I don't know if I like the way you said raunchy. There. Like, this doll maybe gave you a visceral reaction. I saw your whole body tweak when you said that. And I just... I responded to you responding. So I just want to be around the next time you watch the original Child's Play. However, I'm still can't get over the fact you remember the name of this fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was unmemorable. It was laughable, right? There was not one suspenseful...
Talk about cheap.
Yeah, it really was a cheap-looking production. Mm-hmm. It was made cheaply and looked cheap and is long forgotten. Out of all the movies we've gotten off our asses to see this summer, we've had a problem of wanting to go to the movies, but not finding anything to get excited to go see, right?
Right.
At theater prices and dealing with parking and people and all that kind of stuff. I know we sound like
we terrible. Sound horrible.
No, but you know what? The theater experience nowadays is not what it was. People act like assholes in theaters. Parking sucks. I mean, ticket prices are at an all-time high. Lines out the door still. So, I mean, it's an event. And nothing has made us want to see that, right? I mean, Rocket Man, we thought we wanted to see until it came out. And then every week we just say... And you know what's a good barometer is that people around us, there's no word of mouth about movies right now. None of our friends are saying, hey, have you seen so-and-so? You got to go see this movie, which last year... It felt like people were saying that about different things. And the year before, you know, with documentaries, particularly last year, The Identical Stranger and the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary and Free Solo, there's no real big documentaries this year anyone's talking about, or any indie films that people are telling us to go run out and see, right?
Yeah, it's weird. I wonder why they did that all in one year.
Last year was a tough year for documentary. It was a very competitive year in that category. But I want to get down to playing my favorite game on this the show. And do you know what this game is?
I can guess, yeah.
What would be your guess?
Name that movie.
Name that movie. Ding, 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 ding. And you are the contestant. And I am the game show host here. And the way this works is I want you to give me the official title of a movie that we have seen and I know you have seen. This started the other night once again because you told me incorrectly that Mira Sorvino... was in what you called the Wu-Tang Clan. And I strongly protested that Mira Sorvino has never been a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. And you said, no, the one where the guys dress up as girls. And then we got to the end. And what's the name of that movie that you were...
Tu Wong Fu.
Tu Wong Fu. Now, what's the official title of that movie?
Tu Wong Fu.
Are we just going to stick with that?
Yes.
Downstairs, you threw on... Tu Wong Fu, Love Rita?
Yes, because there is a character named Rita. It's a main character in there.
It's called Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything. Thank you for everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh.
Yeah, but I love that you threw in Love Rita. I don't know who this Rita person is, but I hope she exists somewhere. I hope it really is a character in that movie. So, a couple of movies that we have seen together. So I know you know the title, okay?
Okay.
Within the last year.
Okay.
All right. There's a Steven Spielberg movie we saw where the kid put on virtual reality and went inside the game.
Mm.
What's that one called?
I don't even know.
Yeah. You forgot we saw that movie.
Yes, I can picture it now. Did I see that with you?
Who else would you see it with?
My son. No?
No, it was with me. Thank you. We're going to just move past that one. We saw a movie when we were first dating with two
guys. Blended.
No, we saw that piece of shit, which we'll never forget. I can't believe you remember the name of that. That's the worst movie I've maybe ever seen.
That's the first movie we saw together.
I'm glad this just turned so romantic and cute. This is a personal history for everybody. The movie starred Damon Wayans Jr. and Jake Johnson, and they pretended to be...
cops.
Right, so what's the name of the movie?
RoboCop?
No.
No, Robert Cops.
Robert Cops? What's a Robert Cop? Think hard.
I am.
They pretended to be cops. So the movie was called... Okay, that was a few years ago. We're going to skip past that. It's called Let's Be Cops.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you're mad at the title. What is the name... of the Kevin Hart movie we saw earlier this year?
Up Close.
No. And you had it. I saw the confidence in your face when you said it, that you really thought it was. But it's not. You always call it that, but it's not. It's called... This is just going to be in the future when your doctors ask me, when did the dementia start? I'm going to have to just play them these tapes and go, it goes as far back as 2019. I have proof. It's called The Upside.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I know what I'm telling you. Okay. Yeah. I know. It's really not fair. We saw a Pierce Brosnan movie where he was a spy. a terrible movie. We were the only people in the theater. What was the name of that movie?
Kingsman?
No, Kingsman's a good movie, and Pierce Brosnan has nothing to do with it.
Oh.
You remember this terrible movie?
We saw this in a movie theater?
Yeah, this one was bad. The November Man?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, wow, I forgot about that.
That it existed or that we saw it?
Both.
Okay. We watched a movie about a big shark, and Jason Statham's in it. It came out last year. We watched it right before we went to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep. You actually watched the whole thing, which means I've never got a chance to go back and rewatch it because you every time you say I've already seen that movie. What is the name of that movie?
Mile 22.
Okay, that's a Marky Mark movie that I've seen that you've never even seen. So you just took a shot in the dark. Is that because we have the poster?
Maybe.
What is the name of the shark movie with Jason Statham?
21 seconds.
Why are you putting the number in front of it? You're thinking of 47 meters down.
Yes.
But, and that's a different movie altogether.
Okay.
But that just goes to show you don't know the name of that movie either. Yeah. It's called The Meg.
Oh, that's right.
No, I know.
Yes, I forgot.
I love that you reaffirm it to me. All right, honey. Last one, and then I'm giving you one last chance to redeem yourself. I'm looking over this list of these. We've seen all of these, and I'm just like trying to find the one that is. Okay. I think I got it. We saw another Kevin Hart movie, and he had to go back to school.
Night School.
You got it. Yeah, a girl. That's my girl. You got one. Okay, we're gonna end on a good note. Any other movies you want to talk about during this session?
No.
I mean, there are. You just can't remember the names of them. I know. All right, we'll get it out of you next time. We're going to make a list for our next show. That'll do it for tonight. Thanks for listening, guys. This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
We'll talk to you soon.